Let me share a tragic story with you regarding a young woman in late pregnancy. Let's call her Alice. Alice goes into spontaneous labor and attends her local hospital. She progresses rapidly through labor and is about to deliver when serious complications suddenly occur. Alarms go off and the attending obstetrician is called. He advises an immediate cesarean section to be performed and not to wait for his own arrival. Alice would later recall the chaos which followed, with the obstetric registrar arriving and rushing her to the operating room. After the baby is delivered, there is serious concern for its well-being, and the infant is transferred to the neonatal intensive care unit. Bats are unusual in several ways. They are flying mammals, they are long-lived, nocturnal, and they use high-pitched sounds to find their way around. Bats are not blind. There are 9 species of bat resident in Ireland, and they all eat insects. But we know very little about exactly what kinds of insects they eat. With modern-day scientific tools, we can better analyse bat diets by collecting bat droppings. Where a bat lives is called a roost. When female bats give birth to their single pup in early summer, living someplace like a warm attic can boost survival of their babies. We ask people who have bat roosts in their attics or outbuildings to volunteer to become citizen scientists.